Just one law on the mitzvah of Birkat HaLebana, the blessing that we make on the moon once a month. The question is, from what night of the month can you begin to make Birkat HaLebana? So there's different opinions on this subject. There's one opinion of the Rashbits that brings down that you could make Birkat HaLebana immediately on the first day of the month if you see a clear moon. And he says it's proper to do that because of the rule of Zirizim Makdimim LaMitzvot. However, there are other opinions that say that you should not make the Beracha on the moon until after 3 days passed in the month. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. So they say before 3 days, the moon is still small and you cannot really have benefit from it. Some say that you have to wait until 7 days pass from the Molad, from when the new moon appears. And that seems the opinion of Maran in Shulchan Aruch. Furthermore, the Mekubalim, that's the Ben Ishchai, that's the Rashash, and that's also Maran in his book called Magid Mesharim, the angel told him that make sure not to make Birkat HaLevana until after 7 days of the Molad. And that's the way he ruled in Shulchan Aruch. And that's the way we hold halakha l'maaseh, that one should not make Birkat HaLevana until after 7 days, complete days, after the Molad, after the new moon. However, it should be pointed out that Racham Avadia does write in Yehaveh Da'at that in certain places that are very cloudy, during the winter months, for example, and there's a concern that if you don't make the Birkat HaLebana, you're going to go into a string of cloudy nights, and you're going to miss it, Chas v'Shalom. So Racham Avadia then writes, you could be lenient to make it after 3 days, after the Molad. That's what he writes in Yehavedat, Chedek Bet, in Siman Chavdal. So again, Halakha Lema'aseh, Lechat Techila, for example, in the summer months where you get clear nights, one should definitely wait until 7 days after the Molad. One should know when the Molad is. Then you need a calendar. It's not just 7 days after Rosh Chodesh. You have to know exactly when the new moon was, and then you count 7 complete days from there. Again, like you need a calendar for that to know exactly when the right time is. However, in places that are very cloudy and a person's concerned that if he doesn't make it, he's going to miss it, so he can't be lenient after 3 days. But again, I want to point out the Kabbalah is very strict on this. As I said, the Ben Ishchai writes, according to the Kabbalah, one should wait 7 complete days.